Mexico forced to release El Chapo's son after paramilitary cartel violence. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on October 18, 2019. The Sinaloa cartel forced the Mexican government to release a son of infamous drug lord El Chapo after threatening extreme violence against innocent civilians. Soldiers arrested the kingpin's heir several hours earlier in an operation that triggered shootouts in Culiacán on Thursday. On Thursday, Mexican military forces arrested Ovidio El Ratón Guzmán López in Culiacán, Sinaloa. During his Friday morning press conference, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, tried to deflect from the topic by talking about security in another state, but eventually confirmed his cabinet released Guzmán López to avoid further violence. "There can't be a higher value on a criminal's capture than in the lives of people," AMLO said as he tried to explain his approach of not fighting cartels with violence but with programs addressing social issues and injustices. AMLO also disclosed that the arrest operation was based on a federal warrant with extradition purposes to the United States. The arrest led to mass chaos as cartel gunmen carried out various acts of terror, including a breakout in the Aguarudo prison. Several shootouts and threats of violence targeting civilians were also issued. Cartel gunmen even threatened to kill the wives and children of soldiers in Culiacán. Authorities disclosed Friday that the Sinaloa cartel managed to kidnap several soldiers and use them as leverage to trade for Guzmán López. During a televised news conference on Thursday night, Public Safety Secretary Alfonso Durazo gave a vague version of events where he appears to reveal that security forces released Guzmán López. "Mensaje del gabinete de seguridad sobre los hechos suscitados en Culiacán, Sinaloa, pic.twitter.com/gq0poora0. Secretaria de Seguridad y Protección Ciudadana, ETSP, Mexico, October 18, 2019. With the purpose of safeguarding the superior good of the integrity of Culiacán's society, officials with the security cabinet agreed to stop such actions," Durazo said in a televised statement. Since then, various news outlets in Mexico have independently confirmed the release of Ovidio. One of those confirmations came from José Luis González Mesa, an attorney for the Guzmán family who gave various TV interviews in Mexico. Hashtag entrevista Ovidio Guzmán. Se encuentra bien, y se comunico con su familia. José Luis González Mesa, abogado de hashtag El Chapo hashtag Otsusan ex milenio pic.twitter.com/objefcfx. Azucena arresti. At Otsusanao, October 18, 2019. En estos momentos la SSPE confirma una fuga en el penal de Aguardo en hashtag Culiacán. pic.twitter.com/gpfleety. Juan Pablo Pérez Díaz, at Pérez Díaz Mx, October 17, 2019. Ovidio is one of 10 sons that El Chapo Guzmán had in his 3 marriages. Currently, the elder drug lord is serving a life term in prison in the U.S. after a lengthy trial that exposed the highest levels of Mexico's government and security apparatus as receiving money from cartels. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Editor's note, this article was updated to reflect additional information.